A reading from Matthew 6, 7-8. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him.
That last line of his reminds me of Psalm 139, but what I wanted to point out is, for those who love to talk about Jesus meek and mild, he uses words like hypocrites and babbling like pagans, which sounds to me like not quite meek and mild. He's being, what is the right word for it? He's being very
aggressive.
Aggressive here.
Yeah, he's speaking into the aspect that prayer can be manipulative. When he's using the idea of babbling like pagans, it's the idea that if you put enough words together or do enough repetition of a certain prayer, then the gods are responsible and must give you what you're asking for. And Jesus is taking prayer to a whole nother level. It's not about trying to manipulate the gods. It's out of your relationship with a Father who loves you in heaven, who desires to give you good things, and whom you trust is giving you good things. I mean, one of the things people would say, see, this is why you shouldn't ask for anything. No, that would be contrary to other things that Jesus is going to teach us in the passages that are coming. But the whole point being here is, don't pray like these other traditions where you feel like you can manipulate God to get what you want. It's about coming to this Father who delights in giving you good things.
The idea of manipulating God is folly.
Right.
But I mentioned 139, and a lot of people know this psalm because it's so powerful and beautiful. Beautiful, I think, is even the more appropriate word. O Lord, you have searched me, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my coming in. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord.
Yeah, that's powerful, because that shows the character of God and how everything good, the bounty of our lives, is flowing from God. When you start with that trust level in prayer, then you're free to simply be honest and open before God. Jesus is going to say eventually, ask anything in my name. That, with the foundation that God is the one who knows everything about my coming and going and my sitting and my rising, and that He has my very best in His intention.
And the opening here is a prayer, actually, in 139. It is so foreign from the modern sensibility, where God is somewhere up in a place called heaven and we're down here, and the string that connects us is invisible, and it probably doesn't even exist in so many minds. But I think it's so liberating to think that God knows everything about me. I think it's liberating. A lot of people think it's constraining, but I don't.
I see one word with a big exclamation after it. It's called confidence. Confidence that God is looking and he's engaged fully in our world, but then confidence to tell him exactly what's on our hearts. That's the core of prayer.